This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, February 23rd. ETFs that mimic hedge fund strategies known as liquid alternatives or liquid alts have had a tough time attracting retail investors who can't afford to use hedge funds. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says these liquid alt ETFs have about $1 billion in assets.
I have a feeling that when you look at institutions and people who would want an alternative strategy, they probably want the real human being doing that managing every day. Unlike an active mutual fund, which could be like really a closet indexer, a hedge fund's doing a lot. They're hedging, they're shorting. Some of that might not make it successfully into a rules-based ETF wrapper.
Balchunas says smart beta, or factor-based ETFs, pose a bigger threat to hedge funds. That's because they try to allow investors to exploit some of the same factors as hedge funds, but at a lower price. CalPERS, or the California Public Employees Retirement System, devoted $28 billion to smart beta strategies in 2014, while shedding hedge funds to simplify its assets, reduce fees, and increase returns. They did it internally. Balchunas says that Carl Icahn, Bill Ackman, and other hedge fund managers are among the most vocal critics of ETFs, with complaints that fall into two categories.
One is just bond ETFs and how could you have a liquid wrapper holding something that's not as liquid. That's called a liquidity mismatch, and that's been an issue for a long time. HYG and those kind of ETFs are still used heavily by hedge funds. And the second one is just this passive rise. So if everybody's investing in the same, say, S&P 500 stocks, that's a lot of money just buying the same stocks. That could create a little mini bubble. And they worry that that's just sort of like creating some inefficiencies in the market.
According to Balchunas, passive funds account for 12% of the equity market and even less of the fixed income market. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.